Welcome to Lectio Divina. This time of scripture prayer is some moments in our day where we look and pray through scripture for the purpose of encountering God's heart and his love for us, to hear his voice and to be in his presence. So make sure that you're in a comfortable position where you can be relaxed and yet stay awake. If you need to take some big breaths to kind of let some of the stress in your life out, so that in these times we are able to be a little more still and aren't so frantic in our minds, go ahead and do that. Some big breaths in and just let it out, so there's room for God to move around, and room for us to be still. I'm going to start in prayer. Jesus, thank you that we are never far from you. When we pause and turn towards you, you are already there looking at us with love. Thank you for these moments that we can spend surrounded with your presence and in your love. We offer this time to you. May our busy minds become still, and may your voice be heard. All right, when we do Lectio, I'll read the scripture three times, and after each time of reading, I pause for a little bit of time for you to not hear my voice, but to hear God's voice. Always listen for God's voice. Hopefully my voice will be disappearing and you'll hear him. After the first reading, notice as I read if there's a word or phrase that jumps out at you, something that grabs your attention. The scripture that we're reading today, you've heard lots of times, so it's really easy to put it into a context of knowledge, but we're looking in Lectio as looking for the scripture to transform us, and so look for those things that are jumping out at you, and those are going to be God saying, hey, notice this, I'm starting a conversation with you about this. It doesn't have to be the main idea in the passage. Something that jumps out and notice, that you notice. I'm going to read from the book of John, chapter 13, 31 to 35. When he was gone, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will glorify the Son in himself and will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you for only a little longer. You will look for me, and just as I told the Jews, so I tell you now, where I am going, you cannot come. A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." I'm going to read the scripture a second time. And this time, as I read it in the quiet afterwards, look for connections between your life and the word or phrase that God has given you. You can explore it with your imagination. You can explore it with your senses, with your memories, with your hopes, with your dreams. The word or phrase that God has given you is something that that connects to your life somehow. And it's easy to see it connecting to other stories or other people or other parts of the Bible, and that's fine. But Lectio is actually a time where you are looking to connect yourself with God. You are encountering God with yourself, your whole self, not just your mind. So if you can, see how that word or phrase connects with your personal life. John 13:31-35. When he had left, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man is seen for who he is, and God seen for who he is in him. The moment God is seen in him, God's glory will be on display. In glorifying him, he himself is glorified. Glory all around. Children, I am with you for only a short time longer. You're going to look high and low for me. But just as I told the Jews, I'm telling you, where I go, you are not able to come. Let me give you a new command. Love one another. In the same way I loved you, you love one another. This is how everyone will recognize that you are my disciples, when they see the love you have for each other." Going to read the scripture a third time, and this time in the quiet. Notice that there's an invitation from God. If he invites you, it's always an invitation. He's not going to force you to do anything. An invitation, it could be something that for you to do, or it could be something for you to be, or something for you to experience, something you can step out in faith with. could be a new thought that could change how you see him or you see others or see yourself. Anyway, look for an invitation. John 13, 31 to 35. When he had gone out, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and in him God is glorified. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself and glorify him at once. Little children, yet a little while I am with you. You will seek me. And as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. Even as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." Now the time for noticing and connections and inviting is done. The cool thing about Lectio is that I think is just that encountering God's heart and his love for us. And so we tend to be so busy during our days, but this time is just set aside for him. So in the next few minutes, just rest in his care. You don't need to notice or connect or think, just recognize that his arms are around you and he's holding you close, and let his love fill you and spill out to the world around you. Gently connect with your breath again and slowly bring your awareness back to the room, moving from your inner experience to now your outer experience. Give yourself some time of transition between these moments of contemplative depth and your everyday life. Consider taking a few minutes to journal about what you've experienced in your prayer. By your Holy Spirit, O God, give us hearts to love you, minds to know you, souls to bless you, and strength to serve you, through Jesus Christ our Lord. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go with God.